Father of mine, tell me where have you been?
Dickin' with a deadbeat dad on the Billy Madison Show.
Melinda, tell me about Daryl.
Well, I haven't talked to him in a while. He never paid for my son.
All right, and he doesn't do anything? He doesn't take care of his kid at all? Does he visit his kid?
My son barely even knows who he is. He doesn't even know what exists. He doesn't even know his daddy.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to try and get a hold of him. Now, don't say anything. I'll give you a chance to confront him, but don't say anything, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, is Daryl there?
This is him.
Daryl, this is Billy Madison. How'd you like to win a prize? We're calling from a radio station.
Okay, you're talking to me?
Yeah, Daryl, how would you like to win a prize? I got a prize wheel. We got your information, buddy, and what we do is we're a brand new radio show here, so we're trying to get as many people to listen to us, and your name came up, so we're calling you. We've got a $500 prize. We've also got concert tickets. Basically, if you can answer one question correctly, then you get to spin the prize wheel.
One stupid question.
Well, it's just one question.
All right, well, tell me what I got to do, because I don't quite understand.
You got to answer one question. You just answer one question, and congratulations, you get to spin the prize wheel.
How do I spin the prize wheel over the phone?
I ask you a question, you get it correct, then we'll go over there, we'll spin the wheel, and then
you
if it lands...
spin the wheel for me.
Right, yeah, we spin the wheel for you.
Don't screw me.
Well, you got to answer the question correctly.
Ask the question.
So do you want to play? I need to get your permission first.
Yes. I would have hung up by now if I didn't want to play.
Daryl.
Yeah.
Why don't you pay child support for your 10-year-old boy?
What kind of game show is this?
You said you could answer that.
I flat out don't know what the is going on. And to be honest with you, I don't know.
That's incorrect.
Really like
actually, Daryl, that's incorrect. I'm sorry you don't get to spin the prize wheel.
So you're telling me I stayed on the phone this entire damn time, and you're telling me now that I don't even get to, you're not even going to spin it for me, like you said.
You didn't answer the question, Daryl. Answer the question why you don't pay child support for your 10-year-old boy or see your boy.
Well, really?
I'm sorry. That is incorrect. I tell you what, how would you like to say something to Melinda?
You want me to call her now and get her on the
phone?
No,
you don't have to call her. She's listening right now.
Oh, so she's listening to the radio right now?
No, she's listening to this call right now, you dumb white trash piece of s***. She's actually listening.
Oh, I'm a dumb white trash piece of
s***. Right.
And that bitch is sitting there with you right now. That's what you're
she's
telling
on. Hey, you're such a dumbass. Right, she's on the phone with us right now. She's listening to you.
Okay. Well,
she wants to know why you don't take care of your kid.
The whole child support thing, that doesn't even matter. It's not even about the kid anymore or Melinda. This is about me and you now, and I'm going to beat the living of you.
Look, here's the thing. Why don't you just, Melinda, do you have anything you want to ask Daryl?
Dumbass.
Why don't you just shut the up? Do you have Down syndrome? Do you have Downs? Do you?
No,
you're
actually
stupid.
Not, you
You need to
ass.
Shut your mouth.
I'm not going to shut my mouth. What are you going to do? Are you going to fight me over something? Are you going to fight me over the phone? Are you going to throw because that's all you do. That's
I don't
all
think
you do.
I
just
can't
throw
fight you over the phone, but I will strangle you with a phone cord.
So tough.
There's no think about it, bitch. I am tough.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
you're a, tough. Yeah,
I'm
you're
tough.
Tough.
As
you your kid. You walk
the toughest
out of
thing
me.
You could think of. That's how tough I am.
Yeah, you're so tough you can kick girls' ass.
Yeah. She's a big bitch. She's stupid.
Yeah, but you just said you were going to fight her.
It won't be a fight.
It's a girl, you stupid white trash piece of s***. It's a girl. You're threatening to kick girls' ass.
You shut your mouth or you get hit.
I'm not shutting my mouth. I'm tired of shutting my mouth. I need this money, Daryl, and I need you to pay it.
You must be dumber than I thought you were if you really think that you're going to see even a dime for me. Have I ever paid? Have you ever seen as much as a dime for me? I have no intentions of paying any child support, you stupid bitch. How retarded are you, really? Are you high out of your mind? I'm not paying. There will be two hits. I will hit you. You will hit the ground.
It's a girl. You white trash piece of s***. It's a girl.
I don't. You keep saying that. I don't give a s***. You're a man. I'll kick your ass.
Why
I will kick everyone's
right
ass. I don't care.
Both of us, huh?
I don't care what you are.
You think you're so tough?
You will not even touch me. You can't. I know what you want. You want me to hit? You want me to hit you with a beer can again? Right upside your head.
Bring that beer can over. Then my son will see who his daddy is. He'll be so proud.
He should be proud of his daddy. Because his daddy's
yeah,
a tough
nothing.
Who don't take
for
no nobody. I got a beer can for him, too.
Now you're threatening to throw things at my kid?
Absolutely not. I didn't say hitting him. He's gonna share the beer with me.
Yeah, you're
my
gonna
son and I are going to sit down and have a beer after I whoop his stupid mom's ass.
Are you an idiot?
We can sit there and relax. We can laugh together about how stupid his mom is.
All calls have permission from all parties before airing. In some cases, we had to pay the loser-ass deadbeat dad cash in order to gain permission to air the call. Deadbeat dads are punk-ass bitches. The Billy Madison Show.